Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
Welcome into The View from Wayne America on KTCH and KCTY and WayneDailyNews.com. We'll bring in Superintendent from Laurel Concord Chorus, Jeremy Christensen. Jeremy, thanks for joining us here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, Jeremy, here we're going to be talking about an upcoming school bond that you guys have on the general election happening Tuesday, November 3rd. I see it's talking about building for the future at Laurel Concord College, so we'll get right into some information here. I see August 10th, the school bond issue resolution was approved by the school board to be put on the ballot, but a study has been taking place now the last couple of years. If you could sum it up, what has been taking place over these last couple of years?
Great question, Aaron. And really, when I first arrived at LCC School back in July of 2018, right at that time, the board had been undergoing a strategic facility study, and we're really looking at all of their all of our school facilities, effectiveness, efficiency, overall use, matching our programs, and so forth. And at that time, initially, the focus was looking at the elementary school in terms of a renovation and looking at safety and security kinds of issues there. But as part of that study continued, it became very obvious that the greatest challenge and the greatest risk for our school district fell primarily with the high school facility and the amount of district resources that were being required for additional maintenance and repair, particularly in large capital kinds of issues related to HVAC systems, heating, plumbing, and electrical, and those sorts of things. And it became pretty obvious to the board within that the last two period that the focus really needed to be on primarily focusing at the high school campus. And the reality there is that when starting to look at that amount of facility, square footage, and whether it's renovation or new construction, you're looking at a bond issue at that point. It just isn't feasible for a school district to sort of save and pay.
And now, Jeremy, kind of what to talking about here, what is the ultimate goal? Of course, I see it's a not to exceed a $23 million LCC school bond if this would be, in fact, voted through.
So the ultimate goal would be a pretty significant renovation and new construction project for the Laurel campus within our school district. And so that campus does house our elementary school, which is preschool through fourth grade students, as well as our high school students, which is 9 through 12. We're looking at new construction of about 55,000 square feet on the current footprint and area that our school is located now. And then total renovation, you're looking at probably about 27,000 square feet again, primarily the elementary school, but some other portions as well.
Again, we're talking with Jeremy Christensen, superintendent at Laurel Concord Coleridge. And I know the talk has been going on for a few years here now as well, but as of recent, there's been a few community forums held in the month of October. What was taken away from those events, which I also saw there was facility tours as well?
There were. We've had terrific turnout. We've been very pleased in terms of the attendance and participation at the community forums that were held really in each of our communities throughout our school district. We had great questions that were asked, and very honestly, the questions that were asked were very similar between each of our constituents and in the various communities within our district. Primarily, folks really are interested in what's all really involved in terms of what really now, what's the need. And the facility tours have really been beneficial for those who have been able to come to the community forums to really look specifically at what are the needs within the aging high school facility, specifically looking again at core infrastructure. And of course, a primary question always comes up is what is this going to cost me? you know, how is this going to impact me as an individual, whether I'm a business owner in the community, whether I'm a resident, or whether I'm a landowner and you know, I'm a farmer and an ag producer.
And obviously with this general election, it's coming up Tuesday, November 3rd. Again, we're talking about the LCC school bond. Who will be making up the votes to pass this school bond?
So our school district actually lies in three different counties. So primarily, the bulk of our school district is in Cedar County. However, we do have school district residents in Dixon County as well as Wayne County. And so we've got folks who are voting, all the registered voters within our school district, and we are looking forward and anticipate a very positive turnout for overall election percentages and those sorts of things. And truthfully, that was very intentional on the part of our Board of Education that they wanted to run this school bond issue as part of the general election because they really do want to hear what our local voters' opinions are.
And obviously, there's two ways that this could go. Obviously, yes or no. If the school bond wouldn't happen to pass, what are the steps that would be taken?
That's a great question, and it's one that the Board of Education has been very, very clear and upfront with our constituents about from the very beginning. Is that should the bond issue not pass, the reality of the challenges within our facility, particularly within our high school, don't go away. And so our next steps or our sort of plan B as we move forward is that as a school district, we would then need to still proceed moving forward, but in probably smaller or strategic phases as we look to renovate and do demolition and new construction. But the reality is that we have to do something. And so the benefit and the feasibility is that now would be the best time to do this project as a comprehensive effort versus trying to do it in maybe several phases over the next maybe 10 to 15 years.
Again, we're visiting with Superintendent at Laurel Concord Coleridge, Jeremy Christensen, on the LCC school bond, of course, placed on the general election ballot Tuesday, November 3rd. Obviously, Jeremy, with voting coming up here, of course, early next week, for those who haven't voted yet, what would you, say to them if they're on the edge for this vote?
I would say what we really want our patrons and our families to recognize and understand is that while this may certainly be a fiscal impact right now, ultimately this is an investment for future generations. A project like this is not something that's going to come around very often. It's actually once we look at it as very generational. Certainly our students who are in elementary and middle school now are going to see some benefit, but we're really looking at how do we, as overall, look to impact not only our school district, but how do we overall impact all of the communities within our school district, both as a economically in a positive way, but also how do we look to, as we continue to attract students and former students and families to move into our district and make this their home.
Well, Jeremy, those were the main questions I had for you. Anything else that we missed out on or you'd like to touch base on more?
No, I think that's great. I appreciate it.
All right, Jeremy, we'll appreciate your time as well joining us on The View from Wayne America. And, of course, we'll look forward to see how this vote turns out on Tuesday, November 3rd.
Thank you very much.
Again, that was Jeremy Christensen, LCC Superintendent, joining us here on The View from Wayne America. More information on the story can be found on our website, waynedealynews.com, under the Local News tab, or by also visiting lccschool.org. Select the LCC School Bond link under the Community tab.
In the event you missed any portion of today's program, or if The View is broadcast at a time that is not convenient, you can now hear a podcast of The View on our website. Under Community, select the Podcast tab on waynedailynews.com.
Been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the news.